Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Today, we're going to continue talking about a state in Germany, Baden-Württemberg. Okay, we talked about it last time, and we mentioned the fact that it's quite scenic there. There are lots of things to enjoy in the great outdoors. We talked about some of the history there. It was kind of a merger of three regions there, three different states after World War II, and they became one state in Germany. Actually, it's 35,000 square kilometers in size, and I think Taiwan is actually 36,000 square thousand miles in territory. So it's about the same size as Taiwan, right?
Oh, wow. I don't know. I've never really looked into that, but it sounds like they're pretty similar. Hmm. I know my state of Arizona is bigger than Taiwan, so it's a nice little area. So we're going to continue talking about Germany and this particular beautiful scenic area of Baden-Württemberg. We're going to be talking about some of the food, which is always everyone's favorite thing when they go on vacations. The Germans have good food. I'm going to give them that. I like their food. The British, not so much. Sorry, guys. But the Germans have some good food. Let's get going by reading through the article, and then we'll be back to talk about some of these wonderful things and some German words, too. Good luck. Apart from the area's breathtaking natural beauty, Baden-Württemberg offers an abundance of places to rejuvenate the body and replenish the spirit. Known as Germany's number one spa state, the region has many mineral spas and premium resorts that combine health, fitness, and beauty with culture, art, and culinary delights. For those who prefer learning about cultural relics, the state's traditional German costumes provide the perfect chance to relive the past. These time-honored garments are called Tracht and are richly decorated with beads and embroidery. Visitors to the Black Forest region are sure to see an additional feature, wide-brimmed hats decorated with large red pom-poms. These picturesque hats, called Bollenhut, have become a symbol of the Black Forest. Many traditional crafts have originated from Baden-Württemberg as well. One of these is the iconic cuckoo clock, which is believed to have evolved in the Black Forest region. This darling timepiece has been exported around the world since the mid-1850s and has become one of Germany's cultural icons. No visit to the state is complete without a taste of the area's delectable desserts. One dish that has become a staple on restaurant menus around the world is Black Forest cake. This dish consists of several alternating layers of moist chocolate sponge cake and sweet whipped cream. Its distinctive toppings include additional whipped cream, maraschino cherries, and chocolate shavings. In traditional recipes, Kirschwasser, a spirit made from sour cherries, is added to the cake as well. With its flourishing nature, dynamic cultural sides, and traditional dress, crafts, and cuisine, it's no wonder so many people are lured to awe-inspiring Baden-Württemberg.
Okay, everybody, let's continue to talk about Baden-Württemberg in today's program as the month of June continues. Now, apart from the area's breathtaking natural beauty, or in addition to the breathtaking natural scenery of the area, Baden-Württemberg offers an abundance of places to rejuvenate the body and replenish the spirit. Okay, so yes, indeed, we like tourism, of course, going to all the tourist sites and checking out mountains and cities and museums and old streets and stuff like that. But there are places where you can rejuvenate your body and replenish your spirit. There's a lot of those things, or an abundance of those things. Here the word abundance just means a lot of something, a very large quantity of something. The abundance of delicious food in night markets in Taiwan here is something that makes Taiwan famous. So yes, there's an abundance. There are all sorts of places where you can rejuvenate your body. If you rejuvenate something, that means you kind of make it feel like it's younger or new again. And a lot of people do that here in Taiwan by going to hot springs.
Yeah.
Or understand that people take a hot spring bath bathhouse in Kyushu in Japan, also to rejuvenate their bodies. And also you can replenish your spirit. Replenish here is a similar word. To replenish means you kind of make something new after it's been kind of worn down.
That's right. It just sounds like you can go and rest and relax and feel good again, you know, get re-energized going to these places. It's known as Germany's number one spa state. I've seen some spas around Taiwan, too. A spa is a place where you can go and get massages and you're treated like, you know, your royalty. They're usually, sometimes they're places that you can stay overnight. Sometimes they're just places that you go and get massages and are treated to some of these wonderful, I don't know, hot springs. Some of them have hot springs. Here they have mineral spas where there's good mineral water that's good for your body. Mm-hmm. And they also have premium resorts. When you add that word premium, you know that you're going to be paying a lot of money for them because it's the best. It's something that's really of good quality or excellence. So you've got premium resorts. Resorts usually have, oh, places like tennis courts and golf, even golf courses sometimes. It includes everything for your vacation. You don't have to leave your resort because not only do you have a hotel room there, you have things that you can do, maybe different exercises that you can do. Maybe they have yoga there that's offered. They have spas. It's nice to go to a resort. And there you can combine health, fitness, and beauty with culture, art, and culinary delights. Culinary refers to cuisine, which comes from the kitchen, but it's different types of food from different places around the world. And so you're going to be treated like royalty and eating well as well, which sounds great.
You can have all sorts of things at these resorts. You can take a mineral spring bath. You can take yoga classes. Maybe they'll take you to a German opera or something like that and see some paintings and also feature some meals eating German food, like German chocolate cake or something like that, or some bratwurst or sausages or all those. And, of course, topped off with some great steins of beer or whatever. If you don't drink beer, I guess you can drink something else. But in any case, yes, indeed, sounds like an attractive place to go. And for those who prefer learning about cultural relics, the state's traditional German costumes provide the perfect chance to relive the past. So you'll see this a lot in travel posters of Germany. They'll have local Germans dressed up in these costumes. Like the guys will wear these leather shorts and suspenders and kind of a funky kind of hat and stuff like that. And the women will be wearing these dirndls, I guess they're called, kinds of dresses and stuff like that. So that's what we're talking about here. Traditional German costumes. A costume can mean a couple of things. You might wear a costume to a Halloween party or something if you're dressed up like a ghost or something like that, or a witch. But in this particular case, we're using it to talk about the traditional dress of the people of a country or a tribal group, etc. Of course, we all know the traditional costumes of some of the Aboriginal groups here in Taiwan, of the Amis and the Atayal. They all have their unique costumes.
Yeah, you'll also wear a costume if you're in a play or if you're in a movie and you're an actor. You wear costumes of the clothes that you put on because you're pretending you're someone else. So they have these really cute costumes for both the men and the women. It's a perfect chance to relive the past. It's like you're being put back in time, and it feels like a different world over there sometimes. It's fun. These time-honored garments means they're time-honored. It's something that's been respected for many, many years by different generations. These are garments. Garments refer to clothes, and they are called Tracht, which is German. Tracht.
Tracht.
They have that. It sounds like you're going to spit. Sorry. And are richly decorated. Richly means there's a lot of that stuff. They use a lot of beads and embroidery. Embroidery is when you take different colored threads and you use a needle and you make different kinds of patterns. And it's pretty. I do embroidery. Visitors to the Black Forest region are sure to see an additional feature. Something else you'll see are wide-brimmed hats. Your brim is the outside part of that hat, and it's very wide, so it's probably protecting someone's face. But they're decorated with something, which are pom-poms. And in America, if you're a cheerleader, a la-la-due, you have those pom-poms that you use. But here they have red pom-poms on their hats, not little. Well, smaller than the pom-pom a cheerleader would carry, but They're pretty big on a hat.
And they're probably pretty heavy, too. In any case, you might pick yourself up one of these hats when you're there.
Kind of fun.
It's got those big red pom-poms. And we're describing these hats as picturesque hats. I guess they're pretty hats. They're something to look at. And they're called Bollenhut. I hope I said that right. And they have become a symbol of the Black Forest. So if you ever go to the Black Forest and you want to bring back a souvenir, maybe you should pick up one of these Bollenhuts.
Well, I know what souvenir I would bring home because I've already brought one home in the past. And that's in our next paragraph. Many traditional crafts have originated or started, have begun in this Baden-Württemberg as well. They've originated from, or originated in, you could also say. One of these is the iconic or very famous cuckoo clock. I love these. They're made out of wood, and when the hour strikes, this little door opens, and these birds come out, and they go, cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo. And sometimes they have little people that are moving around in a little circle. It depends on what kind of clock you get, but they're adorable. My mom and dad brought home when I was one from Europe when I was 6 or 7, they went. And I just remembered loving them. So when I went, I had to have my own cuckoo clock.
And you sat there waiting for the top of the hour.
So fun.
Especially 12 noon or 12 midnight when that little cuckoo bird would...
Oh, so fun.
12 times for each hour of 12 o'clock there. But again, that is iconic of this area, which means it's symbolic of the place. We associate that cuckoo clock with the Baden-Württemberg area. And it's believed to have evolved in this Black Forest region. To evolve means it kind of goes through changes over time. So somebody invented a clock maybe 500, 1,000 years ago, and gradually it changed into the modern-day cuckoo clock.
I wanted to mention one of the terms we call people who are crazy is cuckoo. That person's cuckoo. Mm. Yeah, and it comes from the cuckoo clock, but I don't know why those little birds are suddenly crazy. But if you hear someone say, oh, he's cuckoo, it means he's kind of weird, kind of crazy. Mm. More crazy than weird. So the darling timepiece has been exported around the world since the mid-1850s. So way back then, people were just kind of fascinated with this charming craft that was coming from Germany. Darling, so cute, you can't stand it. Timepiece can refer to a clock or a watch. You'll often see the word timepiece used in expensive ads for really expensive watches.
Yeah, you don't want to just say watch. You know, this is a Rolex watch.
Oh, no,
it's a fine timepiece.
That's right.
And, of course, this cuckoo clock has been exported or sent overseas for sale to different countries around the world since the mid-1850s, and it's become one of Germany's cultural icons.
Yeah.
We had the word iconic before. That's the adjective. Here, icon is a noun. It's just kind of like a symbol. You've got icons on your smartphone screen there with Line and Facebook and Instagram and all that stuff. They all have their own icons. But in this particular case, it's like symbolic of Germany, just like there are different icons for different countries.
Yeah, we often talk about pop singers who are icons like Madonna, Michael Jackson. Before we take a break, though, I wanted to mention, when you export things from a country, it's a country that makes something and then sells it to other countries abroad. The opposite is to import. And here, as an example, the Jason supermarket imports a lot of American food for people like me, and I love them for that. Right now, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back to talk about my favorite part of any country and any type of tourism is eating and food. So stay tuned.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们来看一下今天文章的第一个句子写着 Apart from the areas...Breathtaking natural beauty, Baden-Württemberg offers an abundance of places to rejuvenate the body and replenish the spirit. 在这里要提到的，不管是身体或者是心灵，都可以让你呢再次的来充电的机会。首先来看到这里讲到的 an abundance of。原本呢 abundance 这个名词就是有丰富充足的意思，而你看到片语 an abundance of 就是有很多的或者是大量的什么东西。举个例子来说，宴会上有丰盛的食品和饮料，你就可以写 at the feast there was an abundance of food and drink。 而在这里呢，它提供的场所可以让你 rejuvenate the body. Rejuvenate 动词就是有使年轻、使恢复精神的意思，而 replenish 则是有把什么装满或者是装充足的意思。不管身体或心灵，在这里都可以透过后面提到的 many mineral spas and premium resorts 来充电。这里的 mineral spas 指的呢就是矿物泉，以及 premium resorts 顶级的度假胜地，在这里一应俱全。接着来看到第二段的第一个句子，提到 For those who prefer learning about cultural relics, the state's traditional German costumes provide the perfect chance to relive the past.在这里我们要注明一下 prefer 是比较喜欢，后面要加名词，所以碰到动词 learn 我们要变成 learning。 如果你是属于比较喜欢了解 cultural relics 这些文化遗物的人呢，那么他就提供你一些德国的传统服装 traditional German costumes， 让你呢能够重温过去的历史。首先第一个要介绍呢，就是这个呢很特别的宽檐帽。这一段的最后一句提到 These picturesque hats called Ballenhut have become a symbol of the Black Forest. 这些帽子呢已经成为黑森林的象征了。除了帽子之外，当然黑森林还有最重要的就是 Cuckoo Clock， 也就是布谷鸟钟。在第三段的最后一句提到 This darling timepiece has been exported around the world since the mid-1850s and has become one of Germany's cultural icons. 在这里提到这个 darling timepiece 指的呢是非常美观的钟。 Timepiece 可以用来形容任何的计时器，像是表或者是钟。那么呢它一直是输出到全世界各地。我们来看一下这个动词，它当作动词重音节在后面 export， 也就是有出口的意思。 export something to somewhere， 把这个东西输出到什么地方。举个例子来说， These animals were illegally exported to other countries， 这些动物呢被非法的出口到了其他的国家。而布谷鸟钟呢，从1850年代开始呢就输出到全球，而且成为德国文化的代表物之一。在这里的 icon 本来指的是一个图像跟画像的意思。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back. Welcome back, guys. We're talking about breathtaking Baden-Württemberg. Did you guys notice that we've never really said it explicitly, but we changed the W into a V in German. So, Württemberg. Nobody says Württemberg, so don't do it. Württemberg, if you want to sound cool.
Yeah, I guess the W in German has a V sound.
Yes.
Which, as you know, is difficult for Taiwanese people. That's why you oftentimes hear people saying, oh, we're going to the KTV today, because they have difficulty pronouncing the letter V. I don't mean to make fun of you all, but it is kind of a difficult letter to pronounce. But you'll probably have equal difficulty pronouncing W words in German as well. But in any case, here, no visit to the state of Baden-Württemberg is complete without a taste of the area's delectable desserts. We're going straight for the sweets here. Oftentimes when I think of German food, I do think of their desserts, or French food, I often think of their desserts as well. We're describing these desserts, these sweet kinds of foods, as delectable, which means they're very delicious, really, really tasty.
One dish that has become a staple on restaurant menus around the world is the very famous Black Forest cake, which is so good, I can't stand it. My mouth is watering as I think about it. If something's a staple, it's something that is just part of your life. It's got to be there. You have to have it. We often talk about staples of people's food. For example, in Taiwan, in Asia generally, one of your staples is rice.
Right.
In America, it would be wheat and bread that we use the wheat to make the bread from. So here we've got something that you'll always see. It's a standard. You could also say it's a dish that's become a standard on restaurant menus as well. Staple, I think, more as just food you have to live by. You know, if you don't have it, you can't live. It's a standard on menus, and that's the Black Forest cake. I just told Tom during the break, I think it's a little sweet for Taiwanese taste buds, but I sure recommend it. It's just so good. The chocolate part, the cake, is excellent. But in the middle, they've got all these layers on the cake, which are the sponge cake, that's the cake part, and then whipped cream, which is so good. I can't stand it.
Okay, well, you've talked enough about that Black Forest cake there, but I'm sure they have different kinds, some sweeter than others. So you can sample different kinds there, or maybe ask the shopkeeper or whatever. And the dish, this dish, consists of several alternating layers of moist chocolate sponge cake and sweet whipped cream. Alternating here is from the verb to alternate, to go back and forth between one thing. Things basically take turns, basically, to alternate between A and B alternating. So you've got a layer of chocolate sponge cake, and then you've got a layer of whipped cream, and then a layer of moist chocolate sponge cake, and then a layer of whipped cream, etc., etc.
Yeah, we often do that with desserts, lots of layers. So it's got distinctive toppings. If something's distinctive, everything gets something else. It's very unique to itself. So it's characteristic, and it's very easy to distinguish or tell apart from something else. So these distinctive toppings include additional whipped cream. Who doesn't ever have enough whipped cream? We need more. And maraschino cherries are those really sweet cherries that can only be found in bottles. So they've been, I guess, preserved with sugar. They're really sweet.
They're really bright red, and they've got those long red stems.
And they often go on top of ice cream sundaes. They'll put the maraschino cherry on there. Chocolate shavings, they'll just take a bar of chocolate, and they'll use a knife or something, and they'll just make little very thin, tiny layers. So those are shavings. You're shaving the chocolate from that bar of chocolate. And in traditional recipes, there's a liquor. We're calling it a spirit here, but it's a liquor, a type of liquor called Kirschwasser, and it's made from sour cherries. So the sour cherries actually turn into this liquor. It's added to the cake as well. It's very strong. It's good.
I guess it's added to the dough or something?
No, it's put in as a layer. It's actually...
Oh, really? You can actually pour liquid in there?
You can see it. Yeah, definitely. It's very thin,
well,
but it's...
Be careful so it doesn't drip all over the place.
You can cook it into the cake, too.
Okay, that makes sense here. And that's added to the cake as well. So, yeah, check that out if you're into this liquor. Myself, I'm just kind of curious about the actual liquor itself. You know, can you buy that and drink it separately?
I think it's only for desserts, Tom.
Okay.
It's recipe here in traditional recipes. A recipe is the instructions on how to make something, how to make a dish, includes not only the ingredients, what you put into it, but the cooking directions like, oh, cook it in the oven at 250 for 3 hours, whatever.
That's right. And your mother or grandmother might have special kinds of recipes that nobody else has, and you don't want anybody else to find out their secret recipe.
That's right.
Well, here's the final paragraph. It sums everything up here. With its flourishing nature, dynamic cultural sites, and traditional dress, crafts, and cuisine, it's no wonder so many people are lured to awe-inspiring Baden-Württemberg. Okay, so we just mentioned basically all the things we talked about. The nature there, which would be, you know, the outdoors, mountains, forest, stuff like that.
Scenery.
It's flourishing, which means it's growing all the time. It's lush. It's verdant. It's rejuvenating. There are also these dynamic cultural sites, the castles and stuff like that, and the traditional dress and those hats and stuff, the crafts.
Well, just the homes of the people there are are so cute. You think they're building for tourists, but they're not. The style of homes in Germany and Austria, oh my goodness, are cute.
And we did not mention that the main city in this area is Stuttgart. Mm. And that, of course, is where Mercedes-Benz and Porsche are based. So, of course, people here in Taiwan know very well about luxury cars from Germany. So that might give you some incentive to go to Stuttgart and check out their museums about Benzes and Porsches and stuff like that. But we're talking about some of the cultural sites here, traditional dress, the crafts, and the cuisine, including those desserts, but probably some regular meals as well. It's no wonder so many people are lured to awe-inspiring Baden-Württemberg. If you're lured, you are attracted to that place. And you want to go there. It's awe-inspiring. It makes you go, wow, this is so cool. Why did I wait so long to come here? I should have come here years ago.
Yeah, so it's tempting. You can also pronounce it lured. Lured is in the dictionary. I'm looking at it right here. But I said lured, but I think lured is nice too. So pick which one you want. And it's awe-inspiring. If you're awed by something, you just stand back and your mouth kind of just opens. And you're like, wow, awe-inspiring Baden-Württemberg. We hope that some of you listeners who have a desire to go get the chance to go because it's pretty magical. Right now, we're going to listen one more time to our Chinese teacher.
接着我们要介绍这个地方好吃的食物 Delectable desserts, 美味的甜点。在第四段的第二个句子提到 One dish that has become a staple on restaurant menus around the world is Black Forest Cake 在这里讲到的就是黑森林蛋糕而在黑森林蛋糕不是只属于这个地方所有在全球各地的餐厅都可以看到它已经成为一道主食在这里的 staple 用来当作名词是主食主要产品的意思。举个例子来说，棉花是这个地区的主要农作物，你就可以说 Cotton is the staple of the area。而接着我们来看到呢，在最后一段提到 With its flourishing nature, dynamic cultural sites, and traditional dress,crafts and cuisine, it's no wonder so many people are lured to awe-inspiring Baden-Württemberg. 在这里我们用 with 来代表一种附带的状况。在这个地方有着 flourishing nature, flourishing 代表着是兴旺的繁荣的意思。还有非常充满活力的文化景观 dynamic 代表的也就是有活力的。而还有一些传统的服饰手工艺品跟料理也就难怪会有这么多的人被吸引到这个地方来咯。最后一个要介绍的句型 It's no wonder 有时候我们会看到直接用 no wonder 来加子句也就是有难怪怎么样的意思而 lure 这个动词则是有引诱诱惑的意思 The price also lures students 这样的价格对学生也非常有吸引力这个地方非常的美丽有各式各样令人惊奇的东西所以就难怪呢大家会被吸引到这个 awe-inspiring Baden-Württemberg 在这个令人惊叹的巴登福腾堡这个地方来 OK 以上就是今天的课文讲解谢谢收听
Thanks for joining us, guys. I love our travel units. They're some of my favorite things to talk about.
Me too.
Yeah. We hope you are having a great time and are thinking about vacations because, hey, guys, it's summer. It's time to vacation. For all of us here at English Digest, thanks and see you soon. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
See ya.